right, feel good stories. Killiki.
This is kind of a scary situation. Juan Serrano is an Army veteran in Virginia. And he was just on his way home from church with his wife, approaching a bridge on I-95, and noticed there was a situation that looked a little off.
Mm-hmm.
He saw a teenage guy pacing back and forth. So he decided to pull over and ask him if he needed a ride. But just as soon as Serrano started to approach him, the kid jumped in to the fast-flowing water below.
Lord, please let me help him. Please don't make this to be the end of his story. As I was approaching him and trying to offer him help, he started to like pacing towards the bridge and coming up and down. Then next thing I know, he just jumped.
And he came back up and called for help. So Serrano says he sprang into action from above.
That's when I look at my wife to call 911, and I just went after him. Just jump. I didn't thought about it.
Yeah, it was pitch black that night, too, so makes it even more difficult to try to find the kid in rushing water. They traveled about a mile down the river, and he did get the kid at some point, and they ended up at the gates of a water treatment facility, and he used his belt and the kid's backpack he was wearing to try, and that's kind of how he got them out of the water.
Mm.
And, you know, obviously the community's calling him a hero for what he did, but he says, I was just a guy with my wife passing by. God put us there for a reason.
You did this feel good on purpose after my story, didn't you?
Oh, actually, no. It was just conveniently timed. Like, I had it planned the whole time. It just happens to coincide.
It feels intentional, Kelly.
Almost hero moment.
Here's an example of someone who actually did call 911.
Exactly. But now, his situation was clearly
an emergency.
A little more instantaneously dire than yours.
True.
So, yes, okay. I choose to think, had you been in Juan's position, you would have dove in, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
You see someone jump off a bridge, you dive right in. They yell for help.
Me, yes, probably.
Okay. You wouldn't have sat there and said, but I don't want to get my clothes wet.
How long is this going to take?
Yes, you wouldn't have said that. You would have go in that situation, emergency, that's right. Clearly an emergency, you would have
right.
Sprung into action.
Okay.
Absolutely. You can see the story at WDJX.com.